Steve Harvey here, and it's time for Morning Sports right here on KBZE 105.9 FM.
Tired of going to get a new car only to be told we sold it yesterday or charged extra fees? Come on down to A.J. Doman Chevrolet, South Louisiana's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership, where we make the customer our top priority.
No credit, bad credit, we can help. We say yes when others say no.
Come do business with a company that'll be here today and tomorrow. A.J. Doman Chevrolet, serving the area for 38 years at the foot of the Morgan City Bridge in Berwick.
For the first time, not ever, but in decades, a basketball player has been thrown out of the NBA for gambling. That's the decision of Commissioner Adam Silver, who banned Toronto Raptors backup Jontay Porter for life after he illegally bet on games and offered confidential insider information to other bettors. Our national correspondent, Jerika Duncan, has more on this historic decision.
Porter, the open three.
The allegations against Jontay Porter were blatant. An NBA investigation found Porter gave a better information about his own health status prior to a Toronto's game on March 20th. A better placed $80,000 on Porter not hitting certain in-game milestones. Porter left the game after just 3 minutes, claiming he felt ill. The bet was frozen because of the unusual activity. Porter was also found to have placed 13 bets on NBA games, including bets on his own team to lose, although he didn't play in those games. The league's collective bargaining agreement forbids any player who directly or indirectly wagers money or anything of value on any game or event. Yesterday, Commissioner Adam Silver took the rare step of banning Porter from the league for life, writing, "There is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport."
Yo, DraftKings, y'all got the most ways to bet on NBA players.
But if you watch any basketball game these days, betting content is everywhere. The NBA even has official sports betting partners with ads on nearly every broadcast. Commissioner Silver supports a regulated betting market.
And I think at least in a legalized structure, there's transparency.
You had to be concerned that the access that betting has now to basketball would lead to something like this.
Joe Varden is a senior NBA writer for The Athletic. He says the NBA betting deals are here to stay, but that the league needs to be more vigilant.
Major corporations don't typically cut off a pipeline to millions of dollars. So I think it's going to continue. It's just a matter of what can they pursue to make this a little easier to manage.